Call this meeting of Brewley Town Council, February 13th, 2012, to order, please, silence electronic devices. Member O'Leary, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember O'Leary?
Here.
Councilmember Bushmaster?
Here.
Councilmember Aban?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
For now, you have the minutes and your packet, if you look over them, or if you have looked over them. Entertain a motion.
Move we approve.
Motion and second. We have to have our public comment. Any public comment about the motion? And the second to approve the minutes of the January 9th, 2012?
Yes, that's it.
Second, yes. No public comment? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion passed, okay. Committee reports. Public Works, consider River Mill Reserve substantial completion.
Were they following it? Did my ass sniff it last week?
Okay, what all he said was that the drainage was done. Not the drainage, but the sewer.
The top.
I don't know about the water, but the water must be doing.
Well, he said that the sewer lines were ran and they have the stub outs for the tie-ins for the units. I don't remember him talking about the water, but I know they did run, from what I saw, they did run a water line through there. I'm sure they didn't put any meters or anything like that yet, but it's, that portion is completed. He didn't, I think he said they were going to be inspecting it all over the week. I don't think they had inspected it at that point.
Should we table this until we see if he has some other information? Unless he talked with you about it? So all we know is what he said last week and they were supposed to do an inspection. So do we need a motion to table or defer action?
Yeah, I would think you would.
Okay.
I would, we table it to Mayor Norman.
Gives the report. You have a motion?
Second.
And second by Councilmember Nisler. All right, we have any public comment about the motion to table or defer this item? Okay. No other comments? We'll vote on it. Roll call.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushmaster?
Yes.
Councilmember Aban?
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Leary?
Yes.
Motion passed. The next thing is the planning and zoning. Consider re-subdivision with variance. 2635 Alleen Street, the final plat of map showing subdivision of the remaining western portion of Lot 33, Lots 34 and 35, and a revoked 20-foot ditch right-of-way Alleen subdivision into Lots 33A and 34A for Court Street Development, LLC. We did have a report on that last week. Do you have any other comments about that? The statement that's on there, is that what?
Taking three and making two.
Yes, you're taking three and making two.
Making two, right.
Right.
And then the trailer that's on that now, it's going to, that's a leased deal. It's going to run its course.
No, take a look at the state, read the statement that's up there.
The statement that is on there, with the variance.
Read on the paper, Shane.
It's easy for me to see the name and stuff on the paper.
Right.
The variance is only for the existing mobile home and that this variance will expire and revert back to the mandatory setback requirements of the town of Brewley when the existing mobile home is removed from the property. The mobile home is not permanent to the property. Correct?
Which means not permanent to the property.
It's not going to stay there in the future. It's there for now, but when
They could stay there forever.
Right, just once it's gone.
But once it's gone.
Once it's gone, yeah.
Then you're back to a 10-foot.
Yeah, then it reverts back. That's what the statement said.
So the statement is attached?
The variance.
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the variance and...
Recommendation for variance, okay. We have a motion to accept the recommendation for the variance. We have second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Have any public comment? Any other comments from council members? Maybe we want to do a roll call on this also. Do a roll call.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Needler?
I'm going to abstain from voting on it because I have immediate family that owns property adjacent to it.
Councilmember Olia?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Motion to...
Ethics.
Grant the variance is passed. Okay, finance committee, have anything?
Nothing.
Personnel? Recreation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrestling team, state champs again, was it nine out of the last 10 years?
Yes, sir.
I know that they were running up last year.
Might be eight out of nine.
I don't know, it's a bunch out of...
One more bunch.
But one thing happened, we did have multiple state champions, but he had those involved, Austin Sherman became the second wrestler in Brule High history to win four individual state titles. Tim LeBron done it in the early 80s. And this guy is the second one ever. And his little brother won it as well, and he might have won it, both years he been in high school, I'm not sure. But only the second time ever in Brule history is a wrestler.
We've been having the same coaching these last 10 years?
More or less, yeah, Jim Bible Phillips has been running the show. And Brule High basketball team, he pulled Allen, the final game of the season, about 18 points or something, to claim the district basketball championship with zero seniors who start.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, so, and I think they ranked in the top eight in the state. I will host a home game, they'll find out this coming weekend, because there's some district tiebreakers that have to happen in some other districts. So, and they had some kind of alumni softball, and during the softball field, the Julie Mayu, going to be the best coach in girls' history at the school, and does a lot for the community and the school as an assistant principal. And baseball team had a big fundraiser, and so, I don't know, 1,200 spaghetti dinners. They rolled over about 2,500 meatballs, and it was a big success. And they got a JV scrimmage going on right now, and they beat the tar out of you, so. And that's it.
Thank you, Shane.
It helped to put Brule on the map. Make Brule a known name. Thank you, Shane. Okay, police committee, any committee?
Nothing I know of right now.
All right, governmental affairs, should we talk about his committee?
I think you need to table that.
All right, we defer action on this one also, so.
Wait a minute, do we have any discussion? I know we're here last week.
He went back through and he put Thomas O'Lynn.
Yeah, I read him, and I looked at him, and I didn't know if there was, is everybody pretty happy with the layout of him?
Yeah.
Looks great, I mean, it's, makes sense.
I mean, he's going to recommend it apparently, because it's in his package and all the changes.
Well, if it's in the packet, well...
It's in the packet with the change.
If it's in the packet, y'all can go for it.
Okay. Okay, so if we, he made the change with the finance, and he put Thomas O'Lynn as the chairperson, Don is a member on that one.
I move we approve.
A second.
Motion and second that we approve the committee assignments as presented by the mayor. been revised by the mayor. We have any public comment on that?
Thomas made the motion.
Did Barry quietly?
Any public comment on that? No public, okay. Any other comments from the council? Okay, vote on that. Roll call on this?
Okay, straight up.
Okay, just vote. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay, vetoed ordinances, none. Ordinance number 11 of 2011, chapter 4.6.2, military leave. We did have a discussion about this last week.
The only change is in subsection B, which changes the maximum military leave with pay for military active duty training from 10 to 15 working days to bring in line with what state law is, so.
Probably good move.
And it's a total of 15.
Total of 15, yeah.
Have a motion to accept?
I move we adopt this.
Okay, Councilmember Olin, and seconded by Councilmember Andre. Do we have any public comment on the military leave ordinance? Okay, we can vote. We have no other comments. On this?
Yeah, you need a roll call.
Oh, because this is an ordinance.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Yes.
And thank you. Ordinance passed. Okay, fire department report, chief?
Mayor's on the way.
Okay.
You're gonna get what, Jeremy?
That's right.
Thank you.
City council, this one's over.
For a month in January, calls for a month. First eight calls inside the town, we had five. Outside the town, we had 11. Fire calls inside the town, we had two. Smoke detector activation on Gleason Street, and that was canceled in route, and we had another alarm on Allen Street. Outside the town, we had two activated alarm on Willow Glen, and we had another one at 2953 Highway 1. Grass fire, we had two. Trash fires, we had one. Had one gas leak. Motor vehicle crashes, we had three. Mutual aid to Addis, one. For the month, we had 28. For the year, 28.
Where were the grass fires, chief? In town?
Well, must have been before all that rain was coming.
Yeah, one of them was right here on
St. Francis?
St. Francis. It was leaves, and then on the roadside, you're right.
Okay. Thank you, chief. Any questions, chief? All right, chief. Police report.
Month of January, we had five wrecks, two bench warrant arrests, one in Brule, one for East Baton Rouge, one damage to property, which was some cut tires, six thefts, which were all those vehicles that were broken into, and we did wrap that up. I think Ned told y'all about it last week. Four assistant other agencies, two in Addis, two in West Baton Rouge. Had a juvenile matter, six traffic arrests, 15 miscellaneous calls consisting of a missing person, 911 hang-up calls, misuse of a debit card, improper telephone communications, a couple welfare checks, and a civil matter. And I think the only other thing we did a narcotic search warrant in Front Brule on Gwynn Street, and arrested Mr. DeMond Sanders with some crack cocaine and marijuana. Bunch of neighbors called because we used a flashbang. It's very loud noise and bright light when they have guns in there to gain an advantage over them, but it was successful. So.
Is he living here now, or he was
living in West Baton Rouge Detention Center now?
I mean, he was living with his
family. He was living next door in the house next door.
In an uninhabited house he had taken over?
The one right next to him, he was living in it. It had lights and stuff, but I think it's the one the mayor is going to consider put on the list.
Yeah, it's probably one he talked about last week on Wednesday. to be used for other purposes. Okay, thank you, Chief. Any questions? Okay, correspondence, we don't know if he has any.
Wait till he gets here.
How close was he?
He's here.
He's here, he's here, come on, he's here.
Oh, man.
Correspondence.
We gotta have that here for the poll.
I see y'all hurry up, talk fast.
And the mayor's report. Y'all wanna wait for the mayor's report?
I think he's about to pop in.
I think so, I think we got it.
In a fast walk.
But.
I would like to.
Okay.
Mayor arrived at 6:46.
I'd like to make a motion that we revisit 5A, amend the agenda to bring that back up.
I'll second that.
The mayor may have some reports on the inspection, he must have been looking for the inspector.
Maybe so.
So I'd like to make a motion, we reopen 5A.
Second.
All in favor of reopening 5A?
Maybe roll call.
Yeah, you got to roll.
Okay, we gotta do a roll call, we're gonna recall.
Don't recall?
No. Revote.
Okay, I didn't know, well, I didn't think most people that bad, okay, whatever.
I knew that meeting wore you out.
Do roll call so then he can take over, please.
Councilmember Geisler?
Oh.
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bujwa?
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham?
Yes.
Forty people that came here to see you.
Shane made a motion.
I see.
Okay, thank you.
Over.
Most of pass, are we going back?
Yeah, what are we going back to?
River Mill Reserve, substantial completion.
If you had done, gotten the inspection thing on the River Mill.
No, it's the same way it was last Monday, they have a punch list, but what I'd like to do is get authorization to substantial completion.
When the punch list?
And then, once they finish the punch list, then I'll warn it, you know, pending there to finish in the punch list. Since last Monday, I haven't really looked into it, but it's such simple stuff, I don't think it'll be a problem, so.
So we need to make a motion. I'll make a.
Authorizing me to give them substantial completion, you know, pending the completion of the punch list that provided to us by the engineer.
Second.
Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion?
Public comment.
Oh, public comment, my bad, yeah, public comment. Well, I'm gonna tell you what, I'll never remember. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, aye. Okay. And where were we?
Madam Clerk, correspondence, if you don't have any.
Correspondence, I have, I got a thank you note from the Tassan family, I talked about it last week, but during the trial, and they sent a thank you note, thanking the town for the support during the whole ordeal. And mayor's report, I only have two things that I was, both of them I went through last week, but during the month, I judged the Student of the Year contest, and also the, I did not know it, but they reminded, the cabinet for the flag program is in. And we're all getting some people coming in that are, you know, the word's getting out, and I think a few people are, they trickling in, and we had another one last week, so I think we, y'all spread the word, though. You know, it doesn't have to be a really family member, resident, or anything like that, it just anybody, so. I think we'll eventually get a few more people coming in.
On that, where are you gonna put the poles, or in between the ones that?
No, there's not gonna be any additional flags.
Oh.
No, it's just symbolic, they're a member of the flag program, but they're gonna get a little, you know, plate in the cabinet.
But I gotta add more flags.
No, we got space about.
Yeah, I was looking, and you got a pretty field.
In fact, we actually, I don't think we actually have one flag per person for the cabinet when it was full, the other one, I think we're still, you know, 10 or 15 short, but it's, you know, it's enough flags.
Yeah.
We go from city limit to city limit, so I think.
Okay.
And then we tell them that, I mean, you know, I tell them that, we actually won't have a flag, you know, actually in the name, I mean, it won't actually physically be an individual flag for your family member, but it's symbolic. And that's all I have.
I had someone ask me which flag was her husband's.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Somebody asked which flag was.
Somebody asked which flag was her husband's.
Oh, somebody asked you.
The third one going north past it.
Yeah, whatever. You make a good politician. All right, remarks, personal privilege, anyone?
Couple of things. When I was up north, they got a program in this town during the summer months to keep them from having to do a lot of mowing in their parks. They graze sheep.
Wow.
And they don't have to do a lot of mowing. I thought that was pretty nice.
Can't do that on the highway.
I went to that mall in Edmonton. And a water park, at least the size of that one on the interstate in the mall. An amusement park with four or five roller coasters, a Ferris wheel, and about 50 other rides in the mall. A full court hockey rink in the mall. A sea lion show with bumper boats in the mall. A casino, a hotel.
That's because they snowed in about half.
This thing's unreal they had in this mall.
That is why. That's right.
At one time, it was the biggest mall in the world.
It was D&D.
So who's bigger?
Yeah.
My goodness.
The one they built in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Mall of America?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Pee Wee Berthelot brought his wife on anniversary. She wanted to go to the Mall of America. And I think about how much he must be in love.
When you walk in.
Your wife can go shopping for a weekend, my God.
When you walk in at like 8 degrees F and you see people swimming, it don't fit. But real clean town. It's nice and cool.
I just want to say that the plans for the for celebrating the 100th anniversary of Brule High School are coming along, getting the program together, and we'll have the program at the middle school gym beginning at 10:30 that morning, and people will be able to tour that campus, and then a meal will be served at the high school campus between 12:30 and 1. And there won't be a program there, but we'll have the meal and cake there at the high school. Coming along.
Anybody else?
Yes, earlier today I got a phone call from one of the nice ladies that owns a new condo / duplex by Brule Oaks. She's having sewer trouble backing up into her unit. There's nothing wrong with the sewer line going all the way out. I, of course, didn't want to get involved as far as doing the job for because of ethics and all, being that we did send somebody from Brule to look at it. She said she was referred by her heating and air guy. Even at that, I didn't want to get involved, so I gave her some numbers to call and stuff like that, and it's going to be checked out. But from what she's explaining to me, it sounds like she's got a broken main under her slab, which there's no trees there big enough to do that. That's just probably a slip joint.
Under her slab.
Under the slab, because when you open the cleanup outside the house, you can turn the hose pipe on, it flows right on out. But if you go to the back side of the house and open up the rear clean out, it's full. I mean, it starts bubbling out from the back. So it's definitely, and it's not close to the front clean out, it's like
middle
way
of the
in middle of the house, kind of 4-inch main.
Oh, goodness. What do you do about something like that?
Well, I gave her the whole layout of exactly what to do, who to call, and when. Basically, first thing I do is get it unclogged, which I sent a good friend of mine to take care of that for. He's going to unclog it because the camera system can't see through the brown water. And once it's unclogged, immediately, especially if he brings his cable out and it's got mud on it, I told her immediately get, and I gave her another guy's number with the camera system, so he can run the camera up and pinpoint on her slab exactly where the problem is. And they'll basically put an X in the living room, kitchen, wherever the main problem is, and you bust down through the concrete there, repair it, and she wanted to know approximate cost. I told her the cheapest one that I've ever done is $1,300, and that was a quick, easy 2-inch, you know.
Plus replacing her flooring and everything else that has to be.
Right, and that being the cheapest of $1,300, putting the concrete back and level, but that does not include like ceramic tile or anything, that's just concrete.
Look at it under a wall.
Exactly, I've had to tunnel under walls before, and those get.
Hope it ain't seco, like in the house market.
Just a little inside info.
But there wasn't any trees or nothing, that's always been a field, you know?
That's exactly, there's no roots there big enough to do that. It could be a number of things. When the guys were, before they poured a slab, the diggers come out and they level everything with the shovels, all it, they might have hit a line and cracked it, and with the water going through, it backfills with sand. It could be that simple.
Yeah, but y'all remember how much trouble we had with that.
Exactly.
And that liquid, the soil would basically, once you break the ground 2-3 feet, it would turn to liquid. I mean, it's very sandy under there.
And if they forgot to glue a joint.
The bonding company had to spend a bunch of money to fix all that stuff. And we had a bunch of things. Fortunately, it hadn't come back.
She asked me a lot of questions about legalities and all, and I said, you're talking to a plumber, not an attorney. I said, I know how it works, but I don't want to get into that. Talk to your insurance company, and I know a real good guy you can call about, you know, what you do from here, but.
Ooh, Lord.
She was a little upset that I wouldn't do it, but I think she understands.
Good. Okay. Anybody else?
You didn't say that we all attended that LMA.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we attended the LMA
sessions.
Midwinter conference, yeah. It was interesting.
There was one thing that I learned.
We need to start doing that. They recommended that every single person who in the town who gets in an accident or has a workman's comp claim, that they be drug tested immediately. Mm-hmm. They said that's the thing you need to do, no matter what.
We do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think we have anybody on drugs, but I mean, it's a good defense.
Drug and alcohol.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It's good either way.
Yeah.
Even about if you come from me.
Do that.
Yeah, what if you don't show up for me?
We draw.
Y'all can test me, but I'm going to tell you what. It's like I was on drugs. I was so asleep, I didn't even know where I was at. Well, I woke up, I said, well, you know, when you wake up, you don't know where you are.
Oh, man.
I was out. All right, mayor's report is done. Okay, announcements. Town hall will be closed February 21st, Mardi Gras. Regina Barrow is in the town hall. They called today and changed it to the fourth Thursday of every month.
Instead of Wednesday.
So that is a change.
Yeah. From 10 to 1. So.
What's that for?
Just she says she'll just be here to just in case any constituents want to come talk to her. She said. Then she also said today, one of her assistants called and said on March the 6th, from 6 to 7, she wants to have a town hall meeting where she just invites the constituents to come by and talk to her. And also, there'll be a hazardous waste collection day on March 31st, and the flyers will be available. And what you can bring and who can bring it, it'll be in the lobby. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Ms. Bougeron, second, Mr. Olin, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
It's 7 o'clock tonight.
That's because I